And there stood Hector just like a bump on a log.
He did, eh?
Yes. After all his dad during bragging about how smart he was, he couldn't even answer one question then.
Well, what kind of question did Professor Thistlewaite ask him?
Well, he asked him the name of an artist.
Artist,
yes, see, what was the exact question now? Yes. He told Hector to give him the name of an artist of the 15th century. And Hector just stood there and said, don't know, don't know.
Well, I guess Hector won't be playing that game today, then, will he?
Yeah, he certainly won't. And just on account of that, the Academy will get the pants beat off of him.
Well, I hope they do. That Dad Dern bunch up there is just a bunch of young smart alecks anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Squidgeville does beat him.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of tough on Mr. McCarr.
Why, how do you mean it'll be tough on Mr. McCarr?
Because he come all the way out here from New Orleans to see the Academy beat Squidgeville. And now
that... Well, it serves him right. It'll serve him right. Any fella that'd pay any attention to a game like football is just a dad darn fool.
Mm-hmm.
Just a dad darn fool, Zeb, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
Hello, pal.
How do you do, pal? Yeah.
Hey, has that fellow newcomer been in here yet for that package I left?
Why, no, he ain't, pal.
No. See, we still got the package in the back room there.
So if that guy has given me the runaround again, I'll... Say, look here. Go get that package.
Yes, man. You go get it, Deb, and you know where it is.
And make it snappy. I'm in a hurry.
Sure. Well, I am making it snappy, you
know. Now, listen. I'm going to take that football suit along with me. And if newcomer shows up here, tell him to come up and see me at the game.
Yes, I'll tell him.
Now, tell him to come up there no matter what time it is.
Mm.
Even if it's only to play in the last quarter. I've got
play?
To...
Why, is Mr. Newcomer a football player? I thought you said he's a doctor.
Yeah, he is a doctor.
Well, then, what's he want a football suit for? And
oh,
why...
Oh, never mind. I haven't got time to explain it. I'm due at the athletic field right now.
Mm.
Where's that partner of yours? Is he going to take all day?
Just a second, I'll call him. Eb! Oh, Eb! Hurry up there, Mike, can't you? Pal's in a hurry. Say, pal, while we're waiting, how was them last signals the Hectors have got for you? Do you think they're good enough to give Hector a job on the big professional team?
Oh, yeah, the signals were great.
They were good, didn't
they? Yeah, he'll get the job all right.
Well, that's fine.
What time have you got there?
What time to see you now? Well, sir, my watch says exactly 7 minutes past two. But then I might be a little fast or a little slow.
Uh-huh.
What'll I do? Tell Hector see about that job?
Yeah. Tell him to see me.
Yes. Well, I hope he gets it. Because, you know, pal, I'm not so darn certain I should have given you them signals without letting Hector know about it. And if he don't get the job...
Oh, he'll get it. Stop worrying about it.
Well, I hope so.
Where's that package? I can't stick around here all...
Yeah, fetch out that package, will you? What in condition is the matter with you?
Fetch it out, ain't I?
Yeah.
The trouble is with you, you're always rushing it.
Okay, now, let me have it. Now, listen, if newcomer comes in, tell him to beat it up to the athletic field.
Yes, I'll tell him all right.
So long, pal.
So long, pal. Hey, sort of seemed mighty excited about something.
Oh, it's that dad darn football game. The whole plague of town is acting like a pack of darn fools, Eb. You ought to have seen them over at the post office this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Grown fellas running around like a pack of young idiots.
By the way, you didn't see Hector over there, did you?
Yes, he was there.
Well, what did he have to say for himself now that he didn't pass that examination?
Said he was going to quit the academy and leave town.
He said he was going to quit the academy and leave town? Going to go away just because he ain't going to get to play football?
That's what he said. Said he was leaving right off.
All the darn young fools. Why, he must have lost his mind.
You know, that just goes to show what football will do to you.
Oh, I never hear tell of such a thing. Did he say anything else?
No, he just said he had a mascot, but he reckoned it wouldn't do him any good now.
Yes, he's been sort of bragging about that mascot of his. Trying to keep it a secret without telling nobody what it is. You suppose he's got a rabbit's foot?
I don't know. I ain't never seen him with his shoes off.
Oh, I mean a rabbit's foot for good luck. For good luck. Just like the Squidgeville team's got a mule.
Why, is that what they got?
Yes.
I'll be danged if I can figure where there's any good luck in a mule's foot.
It ain't just a foot. They got a whole mule. I reckon you don't know what a mascot is, do you?
Certainly I do. It's a mule.
Right there is where you're wrong. You can make a mascot out of any animal, like rabbits, goats, roosters, and mules, too.
Well, I'd rather have rabbit if it's like a stew.
Oh, it ain't a stew. It ain't a stew.
That's what you said, mule stew.
I didn't, but take mule stew. You don't put a mule in a stew. I said two.
Well, whether you put in one mule or two, it's still mule stew.
Yes, but I'm talking about another kind of two. Another two.
Another two, huh?
Yes.
And now you got four.
Nah, Dad, dang it. Another two. Another two.
Keep on. Put in all the mules you want. But it still be a mule stew.
Oh.
That's what it'll be, and that's all there is to it.
Yes, but you don't get it, Dad. You don't get it.
I don't want any of it. Yeah, it'd have to be a chucks. I'd have to be pretty darn hungry before I eat a mule stew.
Oh, but I ain't talking about mule stew. That ain't what I said.
Well, then what did you say?
I said mule stew.
Shucks. I'm going over to the post office. Darn if I'll sit around here and talk to a crazy feller.
Now, hold on. Just hold on there, you dad darned old fool. I ain't crazy, I tell you. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And it ain't mule stew. It's stewed mule. New stew.
See, you're crazy in the loom.
I ain't.
Well, then shut your dad darn trap for a second. There's a machine stopped outside.
Yes. I bet you it's that there Mr. Newcomer. He ought to belong here about now.
No, it's Professor Thistlewaite. How do you do, Professor?
Yes, how do you do, Professor?
How do you do, gentlemen?
How are you this morning? You know, for a second, I thought you was Mr. Newcomer that's going to play football this afternoon.
Newcomer?
Yes.
Newcomer?
Yes.
Why, there is no newcomer on either of the teams.
Yes, I know. He was supposed to come out from the city and play.
Yeah, they're going to give him $50.
Yes. What? Who is going to give him $50?
Well, I don't know his name. Me and Eb just call him Pal. I mean, you see, Mr. Newcomer was supposed to stop in here, and I was supposed to tell him to go on up to the athletic field.
Great Scott.
Yes.
They surely couldn't be bringing in a professional player.
What?
Oh, I must look into this. Mr. Winterbottom, if this newcomer should come in here, hold him until I return. Where is Hector Smith?
Well, Hector left town.
Left town?
Yes.
What's
the matter, Professor?
I've made a terrible mistake. A terrible mistake.
What?
I must find Hector Smith. We've got to get him.
Yes, but what's wrong? What's wrong?
Oh, that examination. He passed it, you know.
He passed it?
Yes, I asked him to name an Italian artist of the 15th century. I had in mind Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, but when you asked him that question, Hector said, don't know.
Yes, and that's precisely the point. Dono was an Italian artist of the 15th century. Paolo di Dono.
You mean Dono was the fellow's name?
Yes. Smith answered the question correctly, so he can play this afternoon. Turn on your radio there. See if the game has started.
Yes. In just a second, I'll see if I can make it work.
The minute they get mixed up with football, they go crazy.
Now, let's see. You push this thing, and then that thing.
Yes, Squidsville versus Academy game. And now just a moment. I see Coach Slade of Squidsville over there, and I'm going to have him say a few words before the teams come on the field. One moment, please.
But the game hasn't started yet. I'm going to find Hector Smith, and if newcomer arrives, hold him here until I return.
Craig here in $1 million.
Here he is, folks. Coach Slade of Squidsville.
Just call me Pal, buddy. Just call me Pal.
Well, I'll be dad during it, Pal.
Well, I'm not much on making a speech, but... What's that, Terry? Just a minute.
Pal. Oh, no, Eb. He's Coach Slade of Squidsville. Pal is Coach Slade of Squidsville, and I gave him all them Academy signals.